We're doing in Yigdal the second of the Animamins, which is that God is singular, and there are none that are singular like Him. He is the only one that was, that is, that will be. And we said, Echad ve'en yachid ki yichudo is singular, and there are none like His singularity. That's that everything else that's singular is just singular that's time-oriented. It's singular now, maybe later there'll be a second one like it, maybe it'll be divided. And now we're up to the second concept, that God is ne'elam ve'gam en sof la'achtuto. God is not something that we can easily perceive, and His singularity is endless. And this is phenomenal, that God, so to speak, fills the whole world. There's no place that you could look and say God isn't there. And nonetheless, God created in the world that he, the world in a way that He is ne'elam, He is hidden. You go see God. Is He here? Is He there? On the one hand, we say philosophically He is everywhere. On the other hand, is the most difficult thing for us to perceive. On one level, it's the simplest. How could you live in this world without recognizing He's running the world? On the other hand, He is ne'elam. He is, so to speak, invisible. And that's what we're saying. On the one hand, He is ne'elam. On the other hand, in sof la'achduto, His singularity is limitless, is endless. And that's the concept that He is everywhere, so that everywhere you think of the whole world is singular in that it is all God. If there were a space that was without Him, then His singularity would be challenged. The concept of His singularity is also contingent on the fact that He is all-encompassing. On the other hand, there's this duality, there's the balance that He is also ne'elam, He is hidden, He is not easily seen. Now this is a deep philosophical concept, in 1 minute that's the best.